Pasuk in Yeshaya, Lamed Gimel Yud Gimel. Shimu Rechaykim Asher Asisi Udeu Kroivim Gvurasi. Dr. Rashi, Rechaykim, what's the title of Rechaykim, says Rashi? Hamaminim bi, they believe in me. Ve'osim ritzoni minoreihem, and they're doing my rotzen from when they were already young. They're called rechaykim. Kroivim, who are the kroivim? Balei tshuva shenizkarvu elai mechadash. Rashi is being mechadish to us a davar niflad meod. Those who are doing everything, min ureihem, they're called rechaykim. That's a chesaron. But those who are balei tshuva shenizkarvu elai mechadash, those are called the kroivim. Like the Novi says in Yeshaya also. Vayehi yirasim oisi mitzvos anoshim l'umodo. Even by Yirah Shemayim, it shayach the concept of mitzvos anoshim l'umodo. And that's richuk. The avoida of El is to be oike the l'umodo. Shenizkarvu elav mechadosh. That koyach of his chadshus, that's tshuva. And Rabbeinu Yoina says in Shari Tshuva on the Mishnah of Imeina Nidi Mili, says Rabbeinu Yoina, Shahamusorim lo yecholim lahoyel im loy nase mashu lemaise le'oyer nafshein. You can hear Musarim, you can hear Divrei Musav Kavushim, says Rabbeinu Yoina. But if we don't do something lemaisa, le'oyer nafsheinu segonish davert, El is in the time v'avoida of doing something on a practical level for ourselves. So in Yeshaya Rechaykim, that we shouldn't remain Rechaykim, but we should become Korav. The Chaye Odom brings a Mavel Dika Pirke Jebeleza. And it says as follows, Kasha Ola Moshe Lamorim Lokacha Sluche Shniyim Pochadu Yisrael Shemo Shuv Yikoshnim Hayetze. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the third time to bring down the Luchas, Klal Yisrael were in tremendous fear that maybe again they will be machshel, they will be nichshel, like they were the first time. They didn't know what to do. How could they prevent that from happening again? They knew what had happened, they knew what happened, they knew the Rebbeinu Shem's kas on them, but they were scared. So the Midrash tells us that they kept telling themselves, Moshe ala lahovies aluchas v'u'osid loshuv. And with that was one of the methods they used to overcome the Yetzer. And besides that, they also blew the shofar. Kedelius chazek v'lamed ben isoyen. And about that, the pasuk says, "Ola lekim bisru Hashem b'kol shofar." From that, his errors of constant reminder that we're always vulnerable. They saved themselves and they prepared themselves not to be nichshal. That's the makor of the Kedusha of Chodesh Adar. That chizuk which they gave themselves and which they inculcated into us in the Midbar, each year we're given that opportunity again of being miskayev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being able to be me'ir ourselves so that we shouldn't fall prey to the Yetzer Hara. And the obvious question which is asked is, what happened the second time when Moshe Rabbeinu went up? This was the third time we're talking about. Where was their pachad? Why weren't they worried then? Why don't we find in the Chazal that they said we were worried then? And the answer the Mefarshim give is, because then there was a natural pachad. They didn't know what the din was going to be. They knew they had made that terrible mistake, and they knew the Rebbein Shem wanted to wipe them out. And when a person is bepachad, realizing the seriousness of the moment, then automatically there is a certain level of shmir that is given to them and that they have shelo yikoshlo. And that's what we have to have as well. A shtikl pachad. Emes hadin. Realizing that we're standing at a moment where the din is on us. And we should have that little bit of ema. To know that in a few weeks we're going to be oivel afonav kizmei morin, as we spoke about last week. And we know that this time at this tkufa, we have to be mechazik. And we have to realize that the Yetzer Hara is going to try and get us. And one of the other reasons the Mefarshim give is because when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the third time, that was to mekabel the Torah and to get the Luchas again. And the Yetzer Hara works its hardest when he knows that the Torah is about to be brought down, and when the Torah is waiting for us and we have to accept it. And therefore they had that pachad, Shema Yikoshlu Shuv. And therefore they had to be noiket. They had to make some efforts in order to be able to prevent a repeat of what was going on. In the Chochmah Musa, the Alter says as follows. He was wondering, what is it about the human nature that we are not nispol from things? And that everything is as was. And he says the following. Ube'emes v'inyin gadol mo'oyed is chanech b'dvorim tovim uv'hanhogas tovis. It's a good thing to train oneself in good ideas and good attitudes and good hanhoga. V'chal ha'koyne b'hen zocha b'hen. And he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah that tinek sh'yachal adabe oviv melamdoi teirah. My Torah, Torah, Sivanjum, my Rosha Kilas Yaakov. To be mashrish in the child, begirsi the Yankasa, that this is my Rosha for us. However, he goes on to explain something very, very important, Rabbi Say. He says, we have a klal. There's nothing in this world which is Kulay Taif. Only Olam Haba is Kulay Taif. That's the Olam Shekulay Taif. Olam Hazeh, it's not. And therefore, he says, there's something which we have to be aware of. Al kein roivetz tachas malas achinuch hanoiri ra godol moed. There's something really bad about our childhood education. What is that? Listen carefully, everybody say. כי כבר ידעתם מה שאומרים. למה איני רוצה שיכנסו ריס המדרש קטני אבונה? והכוסף אומר, אל תמנע טוב מבולוב. ואומרנו, he said, כאחרי שעדיין אינו מסוגל להובין היטב הדקוס, יעשו להזק רב, because nothing's going to make him ראשם. And therefore, he says, our childhood chinuch is wonderful for when it's at, when we're children. But the problem remains, he says, when it stays that way. He says, yes, when we're children, we're taught, Yesh Elokim, Bore Shemayim Ba'aretz, U'mashkiach al Beruah, V'hanagosa Aleihem, or other Yesodos HaDaas, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf, Yiras Hamon, Matan Torah, etc., etc. And he asked the following question. U'mi'oidei tomati. I've always been wondering. I don't understand. Lomo lo nishtoimi manachnu mikolenu. Why today we're not nispor from it? We're not nispor b'chlal. We go outside, we see the bria. Big deal. Whatever goes on in the world, who cares? V'lo yodati lomo. Lo yaf misboinim b'hem. Avol, he says, I understand. Since this is childhood inculcated into us, our brains are not so developed. It's simple, very simplistic understanding of what's going on around us. And later on in life, he says, things don't change. We're still there with a childish view of Briyas HaOlam, of the Rebbeinu Shlagam, and we don't grow. We have to be Mechadesh, he said. V'zuhi Melocha Rabba. Kinin Sha'omru, Kosha Atikna Mechadeta. Pirish, what does that mean? Ki Kosha Ha'iyum B'zeh Machma Shenid Meleki Kfa Yedeh Azois. V'anisoyin Meid Gam Kenaze. But that's the fact. That we look at things and we see things. Yeah, I know it. Even when it comes to our learning very often, we do chazara. We don't do chazara the way we should. Yeah, I know. Chazara is meant to be learning again. Did I really understand? For Isa Dova, says he, is by the inyan of Yirat Shemayim. And that's what Yeshaya Novi said, and that's what Rashi is telling us. There are choikim is ha'amunim bi, v'oisim ritzayim minorehem. Yeah, they're doing it. But it's not being done in the way that it should be. It's Mishnah Noshim Belumada. Without any thought. Without realizing that I have to be Mechadish. As I grow older. I have to be Mechadish. I have to think about the world. Think about the Bria. Think about Kudsha Bricho. And not let myself go through whole life without ever trying to change. I remember my Rebbe Zichrono Livracha Rav Volbe once left Bayankov Yeshiva for a summer's man, and he went to a Baal Tshuva Yeshiva in Yerushalayim called Dvar Yerushalayim. It was the first one which existed before even Ur Samir. He spent a summer's man there. When he came back, he told me the following maisa. He says, one morning he's sitting after davening, and a Baal Tshuva comes to him. He says, I have a question to ask you. He said, ask. He said, I noticed, and I've noticed this many times in the morning, I come into davening, I'm putting him on tefillin, I'm smiling from ear to ear, I'm so happy, I'm so excited about putting him on tefillin. I look around me, and everybody else is help for schlafen. You know, they got to, don't remember what they're taking on, they're taking them off, what's going on? They don't know what, you know, what's going on? How comes I'm the only one? They look at me as if I'm a shtikim reshugan, maybe there's something wrong with me, I'm on a high. I'm smiling so much when I'm putting on my tefillin. So he gave him a phenomenal answer. He said to him, you were a tinek hanishba ben ha'akum. You grew up knowing nothing. And late in life, the circumstances which brought you back to Yiddishkeit have brought you to where you are today. And every time you put on your tefillin or you do any other mitzvah, you're so excited and happy because of the opportunities that you lost. You never had the chance and said, wow, thank you Hashem. I'm able to put tefillin on. I never would have done it otherwise. I could have gone through my whole life without it. All those around you, every one of them, who doesn't have that simcha, is because, and this is the lashon he used, they are tinuk hanishba b'mitzvos hanoshim ulumada. That's the yisoid we're talking about. Yeah, their father told me you have to put tefillin on, put tefillin on. Mother made brachas, made brachas. They say moedani because that's what they have to do. You put on tzitzis because that's what you got to do. Maget leon tayer, yeah, because your father sent you to cheder. Did we stop to think for a moment about what we're doing? How we're doing? And that's what he's saying here. That we have this inability to grow up. We're staying and living with that same idea as we had when we were 4, 5, 6 years old. And I haven't grown out of it. And that's called Rechaikim. We're Rechaikim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. Because the Kroivim of the Balei Tshuva Shiniskarvu Elai Mechadosh. That's Rashi. They became close to me Mechadosh. They renewed their closeness. They didn't allow themselves to be satisfied with that which was the Gersa de Yankasa. Avada, we have to teach our children the Gersa de Yankasa, and I have to train them to do it because that's what we do. That's what Tzaddik says on Nasa v'Nishma. That Nasa means we train, we do. Oba Nishma is Nachdem. Once we're trained, we have to learn to understand it to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvahs. And Rav Hirsch says that's the difference between pre-bar mitzvah and post-bar mitzvah. Nas is a father that trains their child to do what they have to do. Yes, you have to mechanech them the mitzvahs. Aber nicht mit das verstehen. We have to look into what is it doing for me? When I put on my tefillin in the morning, do I really think about it being meshabed, the machshavas, etc., etc.? Do I realize the opportunity Hashem is giving me that I can wear tzitzis kol hayom and be mekayim mitzvosav? That's the avodah of Elul, Rabbi say. Chidush, to be mechadish. Rav Dessler writes as follows. B'kriyash ma'aksiv v'hoya no'ina shanuchim mitzavra hayom al levavecha. Omru chazal שיהיו בעיניך כדגותמה חדושה. שיהיה לך כדובה חדוש המאיר הסעניינות רבה. It should engender a tremendous interest. ודובה זה הוא תנאי ראשון לקריאשמה. That's a תנאי in קריאשמה. כמו תפילין וציציס. Because if you didn't do it, it's עדו שקר. למה? כי בלי זה, says of Dester, without this, ההרגל מפסיד כל הסבוינינוס וכל אפשרות של הקור הרוכניס. The hergel allows us to lose any type of thought and any possibility of הקור הרוכניס. וידוע שבני אדם אין רואים את הנס שבטבע מחמס כועס ההרגל. We don't look at the world בכלל as being nice because we're used to it. It's natural, the world goes on. But as Hamachadish Betuah B'chol Yom Tamid Master Brash, as we said this morning. But do we see it? Do we recognize it? We don't even think about it. V'chein Oysam She'omrim Viduyim B'chol Yom. They say Vidu every day. Lo Yis'ayr Al Nelkel B'Yom Kippur B'Oshamnu. It's not going to be so easy for them to feel anything special when they say Oshamnu in Yom Kippur. Kiyim Baal Chet, and Baal Chet may be because they're not saying that every day. Once you say things, you become murgul. Don't think about it. That's wrong. We're missing out. V'omer Rabbi Yerucham Alevi, shelashem chinuch hatalmidim, b'chol pam, any time, im esh is possible, yeshel hochenes libam yidei eze chidosh chitzayi. Do something different. Kigoyim pam likro lehem la'alus la'aliyah, or pam, just make some change. Make a physical change. What's going on? Wake up. We say it twice a day. Where's our possibility to try and feel something different? How do we make it as something new? And he answers, the tshuva is bi'iyun, by thinking about what you're saying. Ki ein ian bali chidush v'chol chidush mo'ir leiv v'shoy v'hergo. Think about what you're saying. What can I understand my Kriyas Shema today which I didn't understand yesterday? Try and be ma'ir yourself. U'b'zeh yesh lehovin ha'mayim ha'shogu b'pi achreinim. Kud shabrichu chodi b'pupula deraisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoices when someone comes up with something new, so to speak. Sha'a simcha, he ate on a makabin Kadosh Baruch Hu nirin b'simcha. And that simcha comes, he says, told us miliach yisorim. That which we're missing in our ruchnias is something which we can be mashlim by thinking about what we're doing. Heregel is the terrible thing that we have. Heregel nas is teva, and we don't appreciate what we have. And kol yom yu b'necha kachadoshim, and not just a melitza. We have to make it happen. Each one on his own way. Whether it's in the brichas hashachar, to think about what you're saying. Shimon Shraub Zatzal used to say that before you say the bracha pekeach ivrim, close your eyes for a split second and imagine what would it be like to walk around all day that way. Chas v'shalom. Then open your eyes. He said, your Bekeach Ivrim is going to be different. I appreciate now that I have the eyes. I can see. Small things we can do to make sure that we are not going to be Rechoikim, but we're going to be Kroivim. And that's Taich in doing Tshuva. Shenizkarvu Eilai Mechadosh. Renew your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Renew your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a meaningful way. Stop to think, how can I do it? What am I going to do in this Chodesh Elul, which was given us for that purpose, to be mechadesh our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to prepare ourselves and to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we understand what He wants. Kirvas Elokim li tov, David HaMelech said. And that kirva is going to come through this chidush. That kirva is going to come through our stopping to think and not letting life just go without an ounce of thought, without any hishtadlus, to be miskarev el bereinu, by breaking that teva, by growing up, and kriachai rois from our childhood ideas, and our childhood impressions of what Yiddishkeit is all about. Halavai will be zeicher, to be able to stop to think today and the next days, of how we can taka, be miskarev el bereinu.